So who do you think will enjoy this production the most?
That's a great question. I think, given that the title is Two Horns for Bob the Goon, anybody that's had any experience with the 1989 Batman will recognize Bob the Goon, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So that will probably draw people in. I was a big advocate, as I sort of mentioned early on, for going, let's go full fantasy when we go to these fantasy scenes. Let's get everybody in these looks. Let's make them look like their characters. Let's theatricalize some of these characters that are larger than life. Because I think the audience will expect, that our audiences that hear the title alone will expect us to show up to that table. So I sort of think, and it's funny, I sort of was having this conversation with somebody else the other day. I find it to be true that, theater nerds, which, are everywhere, I am one of them, oftentimes are also comic book nerds. I found that to be also true. Musical theater in the world of comic books are not too far away in an odd way. So I actually think it's going to speak to a wide audience. Yes, there's a lot of heavy weight that comes from the Iraqi war, that story, but there also is so much fun to be had, and everybody in some way has some relationship to these characters, whether or not they remember. Oh, right, that's a character from the X-Men animated cartoon show from the 80s that I used to watch Saturday mornings when I was 7. So I think everybody's going to have some nice surprises if they show up to the theater.